What's up, guys? We've got Lala talking to Ghost. We've got Jennifer getting powers. And we've got Anissa saving her daddy. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Power, power. You are the only power. I'm a Chicago chick. Y'all already know I rep it so hard. Old Chicago choir. You don't even know about this.
Only power.
I just want to get to the young man.
Can y'all hear my vocals though? Y'all didn't hear that?
I liked it.
Okay.
Come on, Young Metro. Just vibe it out.
Shay, you ain't with us.
Shay, we can't start until you start vibing. I love Young Metro. What is up, guys? We are here for another episode of Black Lightning, Season 1, Episode
8.
I'm making up numbers. Episode 8. I am here with my lovely ladies. I've got Portia, I've got Joelle, and I've got Shay, who is not my sister, even though we have the same last name. because, surprisingly, we get asked that quite a bit.
We actually do, funny enough.
What did you guys think of this episode?
Oh, my gosh. It's a good builder episode. Like, I know a lot of people are like, oh, it's filler. Blah, blah. I get it. I understand. But we've been on, like, this really straight, like, rocket to the top lately, getting a lot of information, a lot of, like, powers, a lot of, like, upsets in our villains. So I think this was a nice episode just to bring it back home, get us settled.
Regroup.
Let's get some powers going. Let's start to learn to use them. Let's introduce somebody else's powers. Oh, my God.
It really wasn't a chill episode for me. For me, it was exciting. It was one of those exciting episodes because a lot of the things that I've said in the past, you know, couple of episodes have come true. And Gambi just can't be trusted. He's just not right. And it has been confirmed. And we
it
have
has not been confirmed. Right, and I will you. Take you down.
It,
but okay.
It has been confirmed.
We
do have that on paper be trusted.
No.
And then only that, Jen gets her. She first of all, Jen is our favorite character. We all agree.
Yeah.
We agree. Okay. So Jen is our favorite character, and she gets her powers. And I've just been waiting for this moment all my life. Maybe not all my life,
first
but
first impression.
You know.
For me, my predictions were also right, so I feel vindicated in what I said, and I'm kind of opposite on Portia or on Gambi still. I'm sticking with that. But I'm super happy she has power, fire, she burned her phone, that was super lit, even though it wasn't the way we actually imagined her power was going to come out. And I'm still confused about Lala, and we need to talk about Martin. So I can use my minimum right now.
Martin is Hollis Doyle, okay? So when I seen he's Hollis Doyle from Scandal. So when I seen Hollis Doyle, I said, oh, this man ain't up to no good.
No.
I said, it's about to go all the way wrong.
Like, when a character follows, like, through TV shows, you're like, I saw you last time.
Yeah, you ain't no good. Okay.
I feel like the only casting calls he goes to is, like, borderline racist. Like, older
white
man.
Oh, that's not borderline. Yeah. That was hella
just
racist.
Full into
Let me slice it to you. When you say the words, we're doing God's work.
He
when
called it God's work. Yeah.
A black right. community.
Well, pause. Let's not hop into all of that yet. Let's get on track.
Fine.
Well, I will give you the platform to go off and use your two-word minimum.
Go ahead.
A little bit later.
Okay.
But let's get into Anissa and Jefferson, because I feel like the episode really revolved around
them two.
Yeah. The training. And I personally was here for all of it.
I was, too.
Down to the background music that we got. And
the first scene, the Kung Fu fighting one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel like there were so many... I love this show because I feel like there's so many things that they say on the show that mirror real life. And the speech that he kind of gave her when she...
Tried to take homeboy down because of the flag on his shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he was just like, we have to protect people even if we don't necessarily... Like, our job is to not judge people based off
their
what
views.
They believe.
Yeah.
We just have to protect people because that's like... Because that's what we're just supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Also, if you hurt somebody, you're a black girl. They're going to find you.
Yeah.
The whole reason Batman has to be white.
Exactly. The whole, like, you have to be twice as good just to be enough. Like, how many... I feel like every black kid has heard that speech from their parents. So I just love when, you know, it mirrors
I liked
life.
It because it was teaching him a lesson too, because even though he's giving her all these tips and training and he feel like she's doing things wrong, like the things that he's correcting her on, he has done in the past. Mm-hmm. And we have seen him do these things. So it's just like, you're correcting her on stuff that you actually do. So I feel like he's basically righting his wrongs and creating a better him in Anissa. And I love it.
Yeah.
Definitely true. I agree with that. And guys, I do know Jennifer has lightning. I said fire because sometimes lightning makes fire. So leave me alone in the chat. Thank you so much. Appreciate you all. I'm just, you know, I get it out there real quick for you. But like, I love their binding because like you said, like it seems like as much as he talks, what he's talking about is stuff he does.
Yeah.
But it's also him like seeing that in himself too and be like, I need you to be better than I ever could thought I could be.
Yeah, because he's learning from her as well. It's like a bounce off of each other. Like, yeah. And then for him to like give her these key points, like, okay, you hold your breath at the wrong time, you gonna die. Mm-hmm. Like, you run after this, you gonna die. Like, he's basically giving her like life or death situations, but she's saving your life.
Yeah,
because you know she's using her logic as well, and it's just, it's a beautiful little thing they got going on right now.
Yeah, what I really like about it is I feel like a lot of it, she doesn't feel like a sidekick. She feels like like an apprentice. Like she feels like he wants her, you really feel like he wants her to be better than he ever was.
Yeah.
Which I love because I feel like a lot of times like Batman and Robin, I don't feel like Robin was ever trained to be his full potential.
Like, you know, he took over Bloodhaven as Nightwing? What? He joined the CIA?
Okay, yeah.
You're right.
But, like, excuse me.
Are you talking about, like, the like actually seeing, like, the training montages and things? Okay, for sure, yeah. We don't spend a lot of time, like, in his training because he comes in as, like, an aerialist. And they're like, that's probably pretty good. You were in the circus. You're probably handy with a knife. It's okay.
Exactly.
She just can't.
I'm sorry.
We starting early today.
Batman.
Let me adjust my wig because y'all quickly trying to take it.
I'm not about to play with you.
Okay. Anyway. No, I'm playing. I loved the horror movie reference in the woods where they're where they're talking about, what did she say?
No, black people don't go to the woods, which is really true.
That's a lie. Well, okay.
That's not a lie. You're not about to catch me in nobody's woods.
I grew up in the woods. What are we talking about? Yes.
In Chicago?
Love the woods.
Wait. The visual of Joelle just in the woods.
I was born in Chicago. I lived there for 6 years, and then I moved to Ottawa, Illinois, which is in the middle of literally nowhere. It's cornfield and woods. My backyard was a state park, and then I went back to Chicago for my higher education. So, yeah. So, I, like, was born in the corn. I did, like, well, bread. There's all things up in there.
They were You're playing. One of a kind, ma'am. You not about to catch Portia Carter in nobody's woods, okay?
You ain't
around
camping,
nobody's
family.
Trees where I can't see what's coming out at me.
Black people
and anything can happen.
And sometimes they go to the woods.
I was, in horror movies, black people are the first to die next to this white, nerdy person.
No, which is what they were saying. At the end of Scream, okay? Sometimes we live.
Are they
first of all, they only...
No, only one. I think
they
like
only
one
allow one
scream.
Black person. In the movie, period. And
no,
then,
except for Scream 2, but both of them died.
Yeah, and then they died.
We only 10 minutes in. I'm gonna have to throw one in the corner.
We only 10 minutes in. We can't have nothing nice.
We're just having a discussion.
I'm just kidding. I love that Jefferson was like, because she was like, didn't they tell you black people died in the woods, like in horror films? And he was like, well, there's no white girl here, so I feel like we're good. Because the white girl always goes first. It's always the white virgin. In movies that dies first.
Except for in the Marcus
Houston
Omarion
movie.
Or
not the virgins make it.
Made.
It's always the, like, high school hoochie mama that dies first.
Except for in that whole Omarion and Marcus Houston horror film where all the white people die except for the black person.
Y'all already
black
know.
People.
I did
the
not
wax,
watch that.
Movie?
No, the other one. The one where they're actually in the woods. They decided to go camping for a 21st birthday like a stupid ass people.
That was the wax thing.
No.
The House of Wax or something
like that. That's Michael Murray.
Oh, right. Oh,
we're
I
our white
anyway,
confused in here.
Oh, yeah. Somebody help me! That's
we have a lovely we have a lovely horror weekly podcast on AfterBuzz TV, and if you want to continue this conversation, we can go over there. But let's get into I don't even want to get into this topic because I just don't want to hear it. But let's get into Gambi. I guess.
I'll let Portia go first.
I'm going to let Portia just open it on the floor, and then I'm going to destroy her.
Portia,
so go ahead, Portia.
And I go after Joelle.
Go ahead. Portia, we're giving you a 2-minute rant.
Okay, so first things first, I'm not saying anything for y'all to come at me. Let's just say that. Mm-hmm. Let's just throw that out there. I'm not saying nothing for y'all to come at me. I'm just speaking my truth because they need to be spoken.
Okay.
So first and foremost, I was right when I mentioned that Gambi cannot be trusted. He started the ecosystem that they had built or whatever was him putting Lady Eve as a liaison to get the Black Lightning things out. Y'all said last episode, he don't work with her. He don't work with them. And he obviously... Joelle.
Go for it.
I'm sorry. He obviously works with them. Yeah, he trying to get out of it, but he caught up in the middle of it. He is responsible for putting Black Lightning out on the streets too, because these are his people that he works with and he can't get out of it, and that's why he got to humble down and let his truths be known. Which his name is Peter Esposito.
It is now Esposito.
He's not even Gambi. And then second of all, I knew he was responsible for Jefferson's death. No, he didn't actually do it and cause it and all of that. But he's responsible because he leaked it to a reporter that he knew had a son with powers. At the end of the day, you knew what was going on because you knew who was infected with the thing thing. And so now he trying to get this guy, he trying to raise him up, train him, teach him everything he know, make him Black Lightning.
Then
his people want to take him out. He was put on a mission, take Black Lightning out, and he told homeboy he was going to take care of it. He lied because he's helping Black Lightning. So he playing two sides of the fence, and I don't like it. Okay.
All right. Joelle. Okay, here we go.
So this fight has gotten so bad, it's actually leaked into my actual personal life. I had a friend hit me up. She's like, you know Portia is right. I was like, how did I come at you like this? How? And why? And she was like, girl, Gambi like always makes Lynn feel bad. How are you going to go for like support the white dude who's always putting Lynn down, like your sister? Like, get with the program. So I reflected, and I said, the reason I like Gambi, first of all, he's clean as fuck. Like, look at the costume and the
come on, suits. Peter.
He looked good.
Yes.
On top of that, why I like Gambi is because you can feel that he's a guy coming for redemption. Like, this is a guy who has made horrible mistakes in his past. Really? Believe in second chances? Ms. Godlady?
I do believe in second chances, and yes, the Lord does favor us all. But I'm just saying.
So all I'm saying is that Gambi is out here in these streets trying to make it right. Now, is he doing it to the best of his ability? Nah, because you're right. If he was going to do it to the best of his ability, he would just tell straight up what's going on. Like, they would be able to figure out a way to keep the family safe. Like, family's got to go in a bunker. We got to go kill those people. We can get it done. But
he lied.
I would pull a Gambi. I am Gambi. This is why I stand for him. Like, if when I make mistakes, my usually go-to is like, how do I fix it without anyone knowing a mistake was ever made? Let's approach the bench. Like, figure it out. I really value Gambi. I think he's good. And I do think he can be trusted now. Do I think he needs to tell his truth?
He can be trusted now?
Yes.
After 30 years of lies?
Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
No.
Hey. Oh, you're right. It's not your turn. Keep going, Joelle.
That was essentially it. That's my wrap.
All right, Shay.
Okay. I like to say I was right about Gambi's whole part in the fact that, you know, he did cause Jefferson's dad's death. However, 30 years, he didn't pay his due, but he did try to do as much as he could for Jefferson to make him stronger and make him a better person, even with his lies. Anyway.
Yeah, the chat would like us to clarify that Gambi did not know Jeff had powers until after Alvin was killed.
Yes.
So you're going to cap with that.
Okay,
cool. I'm out. Keep on.
And I am still Team Gambi. Like, he did come clean. Like, he is, even though you say he's working both sides of it, he's working both sides still in the best interest of Jefferson and his family, regardless.
Gambi ain't got no team. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Gambi got Team Jefferson Pierce and the Pierce family. Like, because legit, he could, after 30 years, he could have given Black Lightning up. It wouldn't have been that long. It legit just took a word.
And Gambi is also the first person to be like, look, I was wrong, but how can we fix this problem? Because Lynn will just be like, I'm just not talking about it ever again. They'll be like, Lynn, your husband is going to die. Like, you need to get on this phone. And Tom says, okay, I guess Gambi. I just feel like Gambi is coming from a really good place. And I understand that he made some mistakes in his past, but I just don't want to hold those against what he's currently doing.
I agree.
Yeah, and what he's trying to do.
I feel like he's really tired. I feel like the ASA is one of those things you don't just to get, you don't leave. You know, it's a for life thing. You die, and that's when you're done with it. So I feel like he has to be tied into it, and I feel like he's doing the best that he can to, you know, keep the ones around him who he cares about safe. And I feel like in his mind, he thinks he's doing what's best for everyone. I don't think he has any malicious intentions.
But I want to get into the ASA.
I'm so sorry. Can we pull? I just want to loop in the chat conversation because some people are like, hey, yo, like, I also trust Gambi and I think it's like really great for redemption. Melanated TV is very much with Portia. He only came clean when Lynn confronted him, which is true. So I got to do that. My favorite one, where did Chaos? Yeah, Chaos 13212 said, Lola, I wouldn't trust Gambi if he told me the sky is blue and fire's hot. Right on.
But War Hero 99 actually said he did go to church for answers. Which is like, let's give it up because, like, legit, church is the one place when you are at your lowest point, that's when God will come for you in some clarity.
Yeah, because what was her name? Sister Sister Johnson at church.
She don't said, you know Sister Johnson?
Sister Johnson said that the Lord deliver us from our troubles. And that's in Psalms. And he does. And so I feel like his little cry for redemption was a step forward into a better direction, but I said what I said.
I was just curious, like, I didn't realize there was white church. Right. I didn't realize there was white church in Freeman. I was like, oh, where's this church at? And Gambi goes. I was like, I thought Gambi
maybe
would go
some
to
the Italian Gambi, Hispanic church.
Gambi would do a white church?
Yeah, I thought Gambi would go to a black church.
Well, I think still like
Gambi,
he on
Gambi
right
gives
now
me that vibe.
Yeah, totally. You could definitely see Gambi in the pew. He dresses right. He would know how to come for Sunday best. That's all I'm saying.
I know for a fact Gambi has like a baby
business
blue suit
triple
for Easter Sunday.
If he goes to a black church, his business is going to triple. Like, brother, I see you need some new shoes here. Like, come see me. I'm going to hook you up.
We're just saying, Gambi, we got you. Like, we're trying to help your business flourish. So I want to get into the ASA because I feel like there were so many comparisons in this whole situation with ASA.
Can I just say something real quick?
Yes.
Maxwell Comics Inc.
Oh no, here we go.
I appreciate you and your honesty. I'm not gonna read this.
I'm like, what are you saying? Oh,
you can pick it up because the show.
Okay, he said Gambi cannot expect Jefferson to act like this is not a big deal, and because Gambi is a part of this racist organization to keep blacks down, using drugs to keep them
docile.
And he said he don't F with that. And I'm right with you. I appreciate your honesty. I'm right.
I still need to understand Gambi's reasons for getting in with this organization in the first place. We already see this as an organization that's willing to blackmail people,
y'all
like,
have
hold them at gunpoint.
You know what they own.
Like, look, top tier organization? Absolutely. I know what they're on. I don't know Gambi's reasons.
No, I'm saying Gambi. Gambi with the organization, when you in an organization, y'all have business meetings. Whether you know all the ins and outs of what's going on the executive side or nothing, you know something. And you had a choice at the beginning. But you decided to go along with it until it got bad.
If Gambi has a record and he's blackmailed into being in here for certain reasons, like, we just don't know how Gambi got involved in the first place.
Like, if he did it willingly or not.
I have no idea how or why he was here. So I just need to take a second to figure out Gambi's whole backstory before I put all the blame at his feet.
I agree. I would like to know the situation with Gambi's, like, backstory because I think that has a lot to do with it. I'm curious as to maybe if it has something to do with why he feels, besides the fact that he's partially responsible for Alvin Pierce's death, I feel like maybe there's a backstory that explains why he feels so connected to Jefferson. So I'm not going to, like, throw Gambi out quite yet. I want to hear a backstory.
And let's
not
forget, he actually did try to do the right thing by trying to leak the information. It just happened that they were a little bit better and they killed the only person who could have gotten it out.
Yeah. Let's talk about the ASA and their whole situation. I did not like Old Boy saying that he was doing God's work and that the only thing they're good for is experimentation.
He Hollis Doyle. He ain't got no morals, okay?
Can I use my minimum now?
Get it. Just do it.
Go for this. This nigga. Okay, look. I'm sorry. And that was the first word out of my mouth when he said we're doing God's work and now we're only good for experimentation, because that's how some organizations and some just people in a higher level of power view our community. And I am not here for you. You can go lift your ass, back up your ass, and keep on showing.
Wow, she said you could do a full infinity lick of your own butt. That's amazing.
All right. I just thought the whole... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You sure?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just don't like that he's implying that doing God's work is giving people who have no resources, yes, no finances, no opportunities, and no community that supports them, you know, more morally in order. I don't feel like when he said all of that, and we know that they're underprivileged, and he think it's God's work to experiment on them and they should be grateful for it, I feel like that was just a slap in the face. Because at the end of the day, like, if you want somebody to be grateful for somebody, you're going to help them. You're going to help them if they're you know, lacking food, if they're lacking, you know, education, if they're lacking all these different things that more fortunate communities have, you know? And so instead of helping them in that way of bringing them up to a more fortunate community, you decide to tear them down more by planting drugs and messed up systems within their body so that they're crazy and the city is ran crazily and all these different things happen. And then you got somebody trying to right your wrong that you're doing and you feel like it's against your God's plan. And I don't agree with that. I knew from the start once I saw Hollis' daughter that he wasn't right, like I said in the beginning. But at this point, it's like I know I'm not on the show, but I'm liable to take him out.
Everyone who speaks on God is not
that right. Like, he needs to die next. Well, before Tobias.
He gotta go.
I think it's an interesting reflection of, because there was a point in time where Christianity was used to, like,
justify.
Push forward. Yeah, to justify and push forward racism. Obviously, like, it was one of those things that it's like, that's not correct. You're completely taking it out of context. But I just think it's interesting that we see it in the modern time still be used to...
Well, you see it even now. You could trace it directly from slavery, where women were like, when you were learning about reproductive organs and how do they work and how do births and how do we do C-sections, a lot of that was tested on women who were enslaved here in America, to now Pfizer still testing on children in Africa, like testing new drugs to see how they work, whole villages of people.
Because they're less fortunate, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. Because in their eyes, they're expendable. You don't have money. You don't have a public voice. You can't take us down. It took a long time to bust Pfizer on those things. And Pfizer's going to be fine. They have no real legitimate consequences came from testing on literal babies. So, like, to be able to see this, like, in a weekly program and explore, like, how does a person justify doing something so heinously awful? And then to put God in your mouth and talk about it?
Yeah. Like, that's why I'm so heartbroken.
He gonna die. The Barack O'Keels do not stand for this kind of behavior.
Yeah. He got to go. Because at the end of the day, you ain't about to use my God name. To justify this fugazi crap you got going on.
Shout out to Melanated TV. I was literally about to bring up this point, so we on the same page, boo. It kind of goes back to the Tuskegee experiments, which, if you don't know what that is, it was a study of untreated syphilis in black men in, I want to say it was in, like, Alabama or something, if someone wants to Google it. But they basically were using it. They were doing free healthcare, but in reality, they weren't helping the situation whatsoever. They were making it worse and then just... studying it for their own benefit.
They were giving people syphilis to test it, to see how to eradicate it, but still they did not sign up for those experiments. I mean, one guy goes so nuts he drank turpentine and killed himself. Like, it's mad crazy.
Yeah, and what a...
Oh, I was going to say, and I totally agree with Portia, because, like, I hate when people just assume, either if you're a lower, any minority, even if you're, like, a lower, like, a white class, like, seriously, we are not expendable. We seriously need to, like, figure out how we can get more resources into these communities, because stuff like this needs to be eradicated itself.
Yeah, and you not going to tell me that I need to be grateful for something just because I ain't got what you got. Like...
I'm
not about to be grateful for your experiment just because I ain't got what you got. Like, no.
Yeah. And I also want to throw out there that I definitely think it's interesting that Alvin Pierce's story reflects Gary Webb, who I think a lot of people can remember from, like, the early 2000s, late 90s. He was a journalist, and he committed suicide mysteriously after doing a lot of research on, basically, he had a theory that the CIA was planting crack cocaine in urban cities.
I can't say what I want to say. It's the CIA.
You could say it.
They know where I live at.
But something I love, so this is Gary Webb. He was a journalist. He died in 2004, and he had written this whole, like, series about how he felt like the CIA was putting crack cocaine in inner cities, you know, particularly targeting the black community.
Like on Snowfall.
Yeah. And so I love when shows...
I'm on the after show.
Like Black Lightning take something that's so real and such a real part of our history and our culture, and they make it... They put it into terms where anyone would watch and be like, that's messed up. Yeah, it is messed up. It's also happening.
It was like Amanda Seals when she did the tobacco commercials about... Yeah. Like, it's so true. Like, you... like. There's a liquor store on every other corner from where I'm from, and, like, cigarettes are the biggest thing people buy, and I'm just always like, why? Well, because I just never got tobacco like that, but it's pumped heavily into just lower-income communities because... Yeah. They know they're going to be bought.
There's a really good movie, if you guys want to learn more about Gary Webb, it's called Kill the Messenger, that tells his whole story back to front, including the weird suicide. So I just recommend that you watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, I absolutely agree. I see that there's, like, a debate about the other, like, metahumans that they were testing on. And maybe it's just me, but it sounded like to me that they were dead. Like, especially from this episode when he was like, we've tested on enough.
Yeah, because the nine children that they tested on, like, or the children before, I guess the nine, because some people are saying in the chat that the nine are still, like, alive maybe, but the ones before them, or they killed them.
Yeah. I also see that we're not supposed to assume that they're talking about black people. Black people, for the most part, take up most urban inner city.
Black people are Freeland.
Yeah.
I mean, where you see the white people at besides, you don't know where that church was that Gamby went to. It might have been all the way off in somebody's suburb, okay? All we see is white people in this neighborhood. I've seen,
Freeland is supposed to be loosely based off of Chicago and Atlanta and, you know, all of these inner cities.
And Detroit.
Yeah, and Detroit. Like, these cities that are dominantly black. So, and with the comparisons of real life events, it's absolutely, they're just reflecting reality. It's...
Yeah, Chicago is a self-segregated city.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You have some places that are a little more mixed, but you still have neighborhoods that are, like, specifically Hasidic Jewish or, you know, with queer neighborhoods and Latino neighborhoods and Polish neighborhoods. Like, we're very divided.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
I'm sorry.
It's not weird. It is a little weird. Like, no one's enforcing these. You have a little bit of red tape with people coming in and trying to dictate through real estate sales how areas will look long term, certainly. But for the most part, we're just like, nope, this is my hood. This is where I stay. This is where I know people. You know, if I go to this store, that person will speak my language. And so it's kind of comfortable. I mean, it's great if, you know, we've got a great CTA. You could get on it, go to all the neighborhoods, but
yeah,
it's still segregated. So it kind of made sense to me that, you know, in the same city, but, you know, this is where the white folks hang out.
So we're out of time, so let's keep it moving. Let's talk about Jennifer!
Yes! Okay. She ain't got her powers.
Chyna McClain tweeted a photo earlier in the week of, you know, Jen with the lightning in her eyes, and I sent it to the group chat real quick. I love that it wasn't such, it was like a, not a subtle moment, but it wasn't something that took up the whole episode, because I feel like it's going to be something that, like, she's going to
develop over time.
Yeah, I feel like it's,
yeah, it feels certainly like she'll be telling the family a lot sooner.
Yeah.
Than, you know, Anissa is like,
well, she already told Anissa.
Anissa knows.
But I mean, like, the whole, like, they have to call a family meeting now. Like, we need the whole sit down gathering of everybody. Be like, look, mommy, I could do some crazy stuff. It's about to pop off.
I got a spoiler alert because it's in the previews. But Anissa told Jen about her powers and that her daddy was Black Lightning.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm really excited.
It's just a trailer. I mean, they didn't put it out there. I'm just letting y'all know.
Don't you guys think it's
interesting? Anissa told Jen that her daddy is Black Lightning. Yes, she got powers, too, because she lifted up her bed.
Yeah. Don't you guys think it's interesting that out of all the things that triggered Jennifer's powers, it was her friend,
being,
like,
scared of her friend falling.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like we've had so many other things that should have...
Because Jen, this is why she's our favorite. Because Jen is not somebody that's ran by her emotions. She's not somebody that's ran by things that hurt her or, like, stuff like that. Like, even though she fight when she can, blase, blase, you have two emotional people who are ready to go to bat for whatever. But her, she is gaining her powers out of fear of somebody being hurt. Well, like, she's... has a compassionate heart, and so her heart of compassion is what triggered it, because she already told her friend, like, get down for you kill yourself. And so at that moment, because she didn't know what to do, whether to run and jump and catch her or, like, she was too confused, and it sparked something in her. And I feel like it's just because she's going to be the calm person who actually cares about people, who actually, when they're out there saving people, she's not running out on a tangent. She's going to be the one who thinks logically and be like, all right, so let's think about what's best for the person.
So, yeah. So she's basically going to be like what Jefferson tells Nissa not to do. Like, don't always retract. Like, you don't, like, just react. You have to, like, take a second.
Yeah, that's Jen. She already got it down packed. Even though her daddy thinks she's going to be a handful. He think Anissa don't know what she know. But obviously, she saved his life. But, I mean, he could be wrong about his daughters in a lot of ways.
I totally agree about the personality traits. I just think it's interesting that, like, if that was, like, her caring about other people, I feel like Khalil's getting shot would have activated. But I guess that was too public, maybe. Like, from a writer, it was too public. From a writer sense, maybe that was too public of a, like, power activation. So something a little bit more quiet. Like,
yeah, it was too public and too early in the season. That was the second episode.
But I wasn't mad at it. I'm very excited to see where it goes from here.
I'd be like, I need a new phone, though, now.
Facts.
She can't even send home, girl, that picture she took. That's what I was thinking about. Like,
how she gonna explain it? Like, but I mean, it's not like her parents can, like, get mad at her about breaking her phone, you know?
That is true.
She gonna get that iPhone X.
Mm-hmm. Man, I got an X, y'all! I'm sorry. This is not about me. I'm sorry. I digress. I take it back. I'm sorry.
Right. And then, lastly, before we get into predictions, let's go over Lala and his...
He's tripping. Lala is tripping. I'm, like, so confused. Like,
I'm confused, too.
There's so much in the... Okay, like, I thought, like, LaWanda, like, was the conscience, maybe, like, a Jiminy Cricket. And
she plays devil's advocate.
But, like, it's, like, her character's twisted, too, because she wasn't like that when she was alive. So, like, now the fact that he's resurrected, like, the resurrection done fucked him up, and now she's messed up internally inside him with the tattoo there.
It's all a mess.
I feel like this is mostly just an allegory about when you take a life, you're taking... It's like...
You're taking on that person?
Yeah. Well, it's the most... Have you guys read Kite Runner?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So it's the idea of theft. Like, and killing is the highest form of theft. Like, you take not just a person's... Oh, thank you. Not just a person's soul, but someone's, like, you know... co-worker or family member, like, you create a void. And particularly, I think, as we're looking at the Black community and the death rate of our children, and, you know, this saintly mother who just wanted to get her baby back, I think that is going to have a profound effect on him. It already did. I mean, it caused his, like, initial death. You know, he was able to come back, but now you have to live with these hefty consequences. And I think the show is just trying to reflect on that. And now he's, I don't know if it's necessarily a haunting of, if she's haunting him and it's an independent spirit thing, or if this is a thing that he's taken on and his mind's playing tricks on him. But I'll be interested to see how it plays out long run, to see if she has any kind of control over him and his actions.
I think it's the last one. I think his mind is playing tricks on him because, like, I don't know. He really trusts these people he was in the car with, but she was playing devil's advocate, and she like, no, don't trust them, kill them. You know, so it was just like she's going to make him be even more evil than what he was because of, I guess, whatever she's doing. Mm-hmm. Like, she's kissing him and disappearing.
So I wasn't
like,
sure if she was trying to lead him astray. Him
yeah.
Like, trying to put him in danger and in harm's way and get him locked up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, have him making stupid mistakes out here.
You're right.
I don't know. It could be.
I like that one. I like that one better than the last one. That's what she's doing. I mean, it makes sense. He shot her. You're not about to be... ride and die for somebody that done shot you. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, you about to sabotage or plan some stuff, whatever you got going on. So maybe her spirit is haunting because, first of all, they still don't know where her daughter at. And second of all, every time we see her, besides when they was in the shower, every time we see her, she still got these bullet holes on representing you did that, you know? Mm-hmm. So if she's feeding him things for him to look the other way or act a certain way, then she's probably sabotaging his life. That's what I think. And I agree. With what you said.
All right, do y'all want to hop into predictions?
Wait, do we have a fan of the week first?
Oh, yeah,
we
have
a fan of the week after predictions.
Afterwards, okay, never mind. Hold tight. We'll get there. Predictions!
Who wants to go first? Rock, paper, scissors it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot! I'm out. You all pick scissors. Wow, go.
So you go first.
Okay, fine. Dope. My predictions for next week. I look forward to this family meeting. The moment I have been waiting for since the season started is Lynn learning that her whole family is super powered. What you gonna do now, girl? You have to think daddy's doing it. Yes, you will. And then I hope, it probably won't happen next episode, but I hope before the end of the series, Lynn becomes like the crew's Oracle. If you don't know who Oracle is, in Batman, Barbara Gordon, who is Commissioner Gordon's daughter, is Batgirl. In one iteration of the comic book, she gets shot, is paralyzed, and instead of giving up fighting crime, she learns how to use, I can't remember the name of the tool, but they're like basically like judo sticks, and she whack people from her chair, but then also she runs the network. So Batman's got like a whole extended Bat family. He's like, she'll be like on the intercom, like, yep, robbery at like 23rd and 50th, like, someone go check that out. I would really like that for to be Lynn, for Lynn to like, chill Gambi. Like, we're like, because their tension is funny sometimes when they really start going at it. It's been great to see both of them, like, on the same team, but still kind of, like, not liking each other, but still trying to help, like, their guys from behind the wall. I think it'd be really cool to see her on the computer dispatching her family to different places.
Can I go next?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
So, I think Bambi, what's his name?
Gambi.
Well, Peter Esposito. I think he's going to come to his senses, and he's going to start fighting his team. Like, he's going to start fighting his team. If he...
Jefferson?
If y'all are serious... No, not Jefferson. Jefferson and his
team. He's not on their team!
He going to start fighting his team, which is the ASA people, and Hollis Doyle, a.k.a. Martin. And I feel like... what's her face? Lynn is going to have powers. Like, I think she's going to... I think she's going to either take some of that green light stuff.
Okay.
Or she's going to do something that triggers something that... Or, you know, maybe one of her kids going to touch her, a wound or something. I don't know. But I feel like somehow this is going to be a superhero family. And even though, you know, she's not on that side right now because everybody has it, I feel like she's going to go with the flow and, you know, either sniff some green light. And because, you know, she medically trained to... mess with chemicals and stuff. She was on that research. She already know, like,
the sample
and then the green light is the same thing. So maybe she might swallow that sample, or is she gonna do something? But I feel like she gonna be super powered too in the long run. And then I'm just ready for Anissa to start kicking butt.
Okay.
I mean, not Anissa, Jen. Because Anissa already doing her thing. And her daddy going to probably take out the ASA.
Jen is more powerful than any of the rest in the comic book. Yeah. So I really see her be like, just shoot lightning from your hands, girl. Like, take
it's
down
always
trees.
The youngest that be the most powerful.
It's true. Shay.
Okay, so from my prediction, first of all, I have to say in the chat, thank you so much for hashtag Black Incredibles. That was amazing. But for my predictions, I definitely am ready for a whole Jen versus Khalil. I just want that collision. I definitely want Lala to remember the fact that Tobias killed him, and I want that showdown. I want to see how, like, just that scene's going to go, because obviously Tobias is still reeling from his sister's death, too. And now Lala is back in with LaWanda. So I don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to be everything I ever wanted. For Gambi, I really just think he's about to, I agree with Portia, take on the ASA, not just because he's on their team, just because, like, now everything's out there, the truth is out, why not?
Totes. Okay, since we see the possibility of, like, hallucination ghost status, I would like to see Tobias' sister somehow, I don't want to see this, but I feel like it'd be interesting to see Tobias' sister somehow be...
What
LaWanda is to Lala. I would like, not like, but I would somehow see that with Jefferson, because I feel like that was a guilty, I don't think that's just gonna, like, stay, he killed her on accident and, like, that be it. I feel like somehow that's gonna come back to haunt him, and since it's a possibility with Lala, I could see maybe, like, Jefferson somehow getting that too. And since people can come back from the dead, I really want Lady Eve to come back.
Yes, I do too.
I miss Lady Eve.
I don't.
She is a special kind of villain, and I just want her back, because I feel like right now it's too smooth sailing for Tobias, and I feel like she was the conflict that...
Well, he hurt right now. His sister did.
Yeah, but...
But he ain't gonna stay that way.
Also, just want to put it out in the universe. Lamont, I know you listen, so if you want to pass it along to the other writers, if we get C.H. Pounder in here as Amanda Waller to just maybe come clean up whatever that big group is doing, season two, I would really be here for it. C.H. Pounder is an incredible actress. She's done played a lawyer for many years. She, like, just give me Amanda Waller, but, like, you know, OG Amanda Waller, not new skinny bitch Amanda Waller, because I don't care about her.
Facts. And then I also want to see, I want to see Khalil, because I definitely feel like we're not done with Khalil. I think it's going to be him versus Jennifer for sure. I'd like to see that.
Take him out.
I want to see Grace and Anissa, because I know Grace is going to come back eventually, so I want to see what's going on there. I think that's my predictions. We are starting a new thing every week, because we love you guys so much, that we're doing
AfterBuzz Fan of the Week.
Love it.
We're doing a fan of the week because
fan of the week, fan
so
of the week.
Many fun
y'all hear that?
Tweets. We get so many fun tweets and messages and pictures and whatnot from you all. So we just wanted to say thank you and celebrate you. So this week we're celebrating Stevenson's drawing.
Yay! You are fan of the week. We appreciate you.
He does insanely great fan art, and this week he did a photo of the Pierce family, and I'm obsessed with it. I think it's so cute. So if we can take a look at that. I love Jennifer in this photo.
She's so cute.
Like,
she's
got her little orange lightning setting her apart. I like Mama's got some like dope ass glasses on. Right. She could be working it. I love it.
I'm here for all of it. I'm here for the like her shoes, like Lynn's shoes in that pic.
But he doesn't just do Black Lightning. He does the Flash, he does Arrow, he does everyone. And I got it reversed. Mama's on the side in the white dress with the shaded head. I'm back with it, guys. I'm sorry.
he did a really cool fan photo of the Flash panel for AfterBuzz, and he made us Flash, like, different people from the Flash.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's super talented. If you want to check out his Instagram and Twitter, Stevenson's Drawing. He's amazing. Thank you so much for your support. We really appreciate you, and we see all of your stuff that you draw and whatnot. And if you have fan art, please feel free to send it in to us. We'd love to show it, unless it's like a stick figure, because I can draw a stick figure, you know. But if you want to be a part of Fan of the Week, you know, keep commenting in the live chats, tweet at us, you know, draw pictures, write poems, send Portia love letters.
Kind love letters, okay? Yeah. No dick pics,
no,
all right?
Yeah.
I don't want you guys to be, you know, describing how good you love her. None of that. Just be like, I appreciate you posts, okay?
Yeah. No weird stuff, please, because...
But we love all our fans, even the fans who don't write me letters. Let's not do that. We just love everybody.
Love note suggestion was everything, though. Sorry, I have to say it really was.
But yeah, if you want to be fan of the week, just continue to interact with us throughout the week.
And we got you.
About Black Lightning. Send us, you know, if you hear any tea about the show, send it to us. We'll talk about it on here.
We shout you out.
Yeah, we shout you out, boo. You guys have anything else before we say our goodbyes?
In DC TV news related information, I just heard today that Teen Titans got pushed back. It was supposed to be launching, I think, in like July or August. We're looking like later in the year. I don't think they've released a date yet, so I don't want to give out too much. But I know a lot of you guys follow like all of the DC shows. You love them. DC's launching a new app, which we're all really, really excited about to see. Hopefully there's like a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff from this show there, too. So, you know, just keep waiting for Robin to reveal his epicness. He's so dope. I'm really excited about that series. I don't know.
As for Maxwell in the chat, we definitely know someone will get her suit soon, whether it's in the next... look, top three episodes. I don't know, but definitely she'll have it by the finale. Because if anybody follows Chyna and McClain, they had a whole Insta story, and I saw the suit, and it is everything you wanted that suit to be in real life.
Oh, that's so. Portia, any finishing thoughts?
I just want to say that I love y'all.
Aww.
And this is my favorite after show.
Yes.
Snaps. Of all time.
Snaps.
That's all. All
right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. We have, I think, one more episode, and then we go on a hiatus for a second. That's what I saw.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know. But you can keep up with us on AfterBuzzTV.com, guys. We just got a new website. It has been completely redone. It looks amazing. It's so easy to find everything. And your girls from Black Panel, Well, yeah.
We are also a Black Panel.
Black Lightning, Black Panel. We are on the front page, so you can easily find us. Where can they find you ladies on social media? Portia?
You can find me on social media everywhere at Portia Carter.
Hey, guys. I'm Joelle Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joelle Monique. And tomorrow at the Ready Player One House. Yay! I'm so excited. So check it out.
Hey guys, you can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram. Deception starting next Wednesday at 8 o'clock. And Arise on Tuesdays at 9 p.m.
And my name's Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J.
Shout out Atlanta.
Oh yeah, you can catch me and Joelle tomorrow night on Atlanta. Or you can catch me tonight on another CW favorite, iZombie. I will be there in the chat room, so make sure to hang out. And I will be there tomorrow with Joelle. So if you're there, come say hi to us. All right, guys, we will see you all next week.
A&P and Reed. From executive producers
Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.